None of our students that I'm aware of are going to Claflin, but that divides our community.
They say even though the school district remains open, Wilson High School was shut down due to the enrollment and budget concerns, which means that the 7th through 12th graders will still be going to different school districts, which some members of the community say they're still working to try and disorganize the district.
We'll be looking at transfer of our school out of the district into another district, and that's all based upon what we feel is the future of the school continuing.
Mid-American Network News.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive, it's how you achieve.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
It only happens for a short time each year, but the sunflowers across the state of Kansas, also the Kansas State flower, are officially in full bloom, as they only last anywhere between 7 to 10 days, which means it's also time for people to try to go out and enjoy the beauty of sunflower fields, with even high schoolers trying to get their senior pictures done within the fields.
Because the sunflowers are really pretty, and it just seems like it's a nice day, and they would look good.
That audio from WIBW, where many individuals try to get photos done in the sunflower fields, as Janet Schlink, a photographer, says that sunflower fields have become increasingly popular over the years.
Sunflowers, I think, have become very popular for a photography backdrop because they're so bright and they don't last very long. They only bloom for a week or 10 days. So I think because it only lasts for a little while, they're so bright and sunny, and I mean, it just makes you happy.
That audio from WIBW, where she goes on to say to go out and enjoy a sunflower field, even if you're not getting photographs, but for educational purposes or just for the beauty.
Hail, according to Webster's, is frozen raindrops. Most of us define hail as a four-letter word designed to raise havoc with anything and everything that it comes into contact with, including your crops. You can't prevent the hail from coming, but you sure can minimize the financial loss the hail causes by taking out a crop hail policy. At Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, we offer all the options, such as two-hour binding and wind, so let us design a policy for you.
Nebraska, Mid-American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier with the fall school semester right around the corner. A bit of a shakeup at the Norfolk Public Schools as the associate superintendent, Dr. Bill Robinson, who was on leave, has officially submitted his letter of resignation after the state audit showed that he had falsified documents to secure a reimbursement from a federal grant program. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that after the audit that was done by State Auditor Mike Foley, they say the audit alleges the district first submitted reimbursement paperwork for $5,125.65 in expenses back on April 10th, but the Nebraska Department of Education had rejected it due to being submitted 6 months too late. According to the investigation, he is accused of changing the dates on the paperwork to try and get the over $5,000 in purchases reimbursed from the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act Planning Regional Team subgrant. The audit also says that it's unclear from the Nebraska Department of Education on how the expenses were approved originally by the Norfolk Board of Education. Mid-American Network News.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is where the winners play in August.
Cool off
in our indoor water park while the winning stays red hot inside the casino.
Win random rewards every Tuesday with $5,000 giveaways every hour from 6 to 9.
Saturdays from 7 to 11.
Play Ducks of Love
and win up to $3,000.
More entertainment,
more attractions,
and more winning this August at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort.
Where the winners play, Highway 77 in Newkirk.
We have Clay here from Best Body Shop. Clay, tell us what makes your shop different from the rest.
You know, that's a great question. One of the things that differentiates Best Body Shop from the other collision repair facilities is that we're not influenced by anything but repairing the car based on the manufacturer's guidelines. And so our sole focus is to make sure that your car is safe and properly repaired. So you can reach us at 316-445-9850. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, and on Saturday, 9 to noon. Reporting local news, this is Max Blasky. As August days march on, the start dates for many schools in the area are quickly approaching. As schools get ready to open up their doors and welcome back students and staff, KNDY will be highlighting changes and news from all the area local districts. Students at USD 364 Marysville Junior Senior High begin class next Thursday, August 7th, with a half day. KNDY's own Stacy Mayer sat down with Marysville Superintendent Darren Schrader and discussed staff changes, improvements, and excitement around the start of the 2023-2024 school year.
As students and staff prepare to go back to school, KNDY had the opportunity to catch up with Superintendent Darren Schrader of USD 364 Marysville Schools. Mr. Schrader provided valuable information to welcome in the new school year. Mr. Schrader, has enrollment been completed for the 23-24 school year?
So we do not have our numbers at this time, but we will, and we do plan to share those numbers at the August 14th board meeting.
Mr. Schrader, can you share with us new staff that will be joining the district?
At Marysville Elementary School, Christina Griffin will be joining us this year in the fifth grade. Kate Elliott will be joining us in the fourth grade. Kelsey Lynn is coming also in the fourth grade. Emily Ehrlich will be a third grade teacher. Rachel Bina, which used to be Rachel Massett, what used to be our music teacher, will be coming back to us and being our district librarian. And then Janine Debley will be our instructional coach and assistant principal at the elementary school. As far as our junior senior high staff, a former student of ours, Chase Green, will be joining the team in our junior high school science. We're excited about that. Ashley Hubbard will be coming on board as a junior high counselor. And then Kane Milholland will be teaching our junior high and high school vocal.
Mr. Schrader, are there any new changes that students and parents should know about before starting school this year?
Well, one thing I'd like to point out, as always, it's very important for the students and parents to always review the building handbooks so they can stay informed on any changes that may have happened or changes that we had from last year. We're committed to providing a better communication to our parents and community, so there will be newsletters this year at both buildings sent out each week. Like I said in the earlier question, is we are excited that we brought back our junior high counselor position, and also Janine coming in as our instructional coach. That we're really committed to increasing the resources and tools that we have for our staff.
Mr. Schrader, can you tell us about the new strategic plan that has been put in place?
Basically, the strategic plan is going to consist of three focus areas, and first is staff. Second is student success, and the last is our structures. And so within this, we're very focused on developing a culture that drives the recruitment and the retention of a high-quality staff. We're also very committed to providing a learning environment that develops the skills for each student so they can be successful both academically as well as being successful emotionally. And we also want to develop a collaborative parent community environment with a focus on our students and staff safety. That impacts our students because all of these areas directly relate to them. And if we believe that if we implement this plan, we'll continue to improve and make this district the best environment that's possible and one that our entire community can be proud of.
As always, we thank Mr. Schrader for being with us and sharing this valuable information. We wish all the students and staff a wonderful start to the 2023-24 school year.
Mary E. Cotis, 89, of Grand Junction, Iowa, passed away Saturday. A graveside funeral service will be held 11 a.m. Thursday, August 10th, at the Greenleaf Cemetery in Greenleaf. A memorial fund has been established and will be designated later. Contributions may be sent in care of Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Mary E. Cotis.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Tuesday, lasagna, garlic bread, salad, peaches, and cake. Wednesday, sloppy joe, baked fries, broccoli and cauliflower salad, and pineapple.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes. The perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some scattered showers today, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. Showers and thunderstorms become likely overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Then some showers early Wednesday night, then clearing up with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And some rain showers possible into Thursday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Showers possible into Friday as well, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and mid-90s. Showers will continue into Friday night, otherwise staying clear with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Some rain early Saturday morning, then sunshine with our highs in the lower 80s and mid-90s. Then scattered showers possible into Saturday night, cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Some rain Sunday with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature for our area this time of the year, early August, 90 degrees. Record high on this date, 113. Average low temperature, 68 degrees, while the record low today was 52 degrees. Sunrise this morning was at 6:34, while sunset this evening will be at 8:32.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Session. Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Check out Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume deal every day. Home of a used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. All priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialists put you in a newer used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, new car and truck headquarters, Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, West Court in Beatrice.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Strider gets roughed up. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. It was an early exit in Pittsburgh for Spencer Strider of the Braves. Bottom three, Pirates batters sending him to the showers early.
Swinging a ground ball, that's going to get up the middle, base hit for Triolo. Davis scores, Sawinski is in, and it's a two-run single for Jared Triolo.
The call on KDKA, the Pirates plated six runs in the third, knocking Strider out after 2 2/3. The Bravos rallied but came up short in the 7-6 Pirates win. The Dodgers found themselves down 5 heading into the fourth at San Diego. They rallied for 4 runs, then loaded the bases for Mookie Betts.
A fly ball to left center field. It's deep. It's on its way. And it's a grand slam home run. one.
The call on KLAC. The Dodgers score 8 in the frame and never look back, plating 13 straight runs to rout their division rival 13-7. The Texas Rangers erased a 3-0 deficit to overhaul the hapless A's 5-3. The Brewers crushed the Rockies 12-1. The Twins raced off to a 4-0 lead at Detroit, then really started pouring it on in the second.
And the pitch, a swing and a fly ball into right field. Drifting back is Carpenter on the track at the wall. Jumps up, and that is gone, a home run.
The call on TIBN, the Twins cruise to a 9-3 victory. Blue Jays, Guardians, and Cleveland scoreless until the top of the eighth.
1-1. Biggio hammers it. Right center field. Straw back at the wall. It is gone.
The call on SN590. Kevin Biggio leading Toronto to a 3-1 win over the Guardians. Sox 5, Yankees 1 the final. The Pinstripers falling 5.5 games back from the final wild card slot. Red Sox get a walk-off grand slam to beat the Royals 6-2. The Mets pound the Cubs 11-2. NFL free agent quarterback Teddy Bridgewater signs with the Lions. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Wildcat fans, stripe out the bill and see K-State football in the home opener Saturday, September 2nd. Prices for SEMO currently start at less than $30, but don't wait to order as prices will change. Arrive early as we celebrate the 2022 Big 12 Championship. Reserve your seats today for the return of K-State football by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network for this Tuesday, August the 8th. I'm Jeff Aiken. It's Tuesday. It's time for the Stackline Report.
Well, friends, a lot of people are saying we'll never get a farm bill put together by the time it's supposed to be done. That's at the end of September. It is pretty quick, isn't it? I thought maybe we had a year to get this thing done, but not a bit, folks. We got a couple of months, and that's a maximum. And there are long ways from getting anything put together that makes sense. Except my philosophy is leave it alone. Tweak it a little bit here and there and get on down the road. But a lot of those folks in Washington want to make a name for themselves, and they come up with some ideas that most of the time smell a little. In any event, we're kind of watching to see what's going to happen. One of the things that's holding things up is that there's a few of them that want more money for the farm program, and they're not going to get it if I hear and read what they're saying. There's no way. But let me tell you, that's kind of the action every time they put together a farm program, so that doesn't surprise me at all. Whether they get it done or whether by the end of September or not is not a big deal. Most people think they'll get it done by the first of the year, and that'll be fine. But how much funding is available? A lot of questions about that, because climate goals are priorities to a lot of folks, including this administration. So money's going to be cranked into there. Where's it going to come from? So all in all, the timing of the 23 farm bill is going to be interesting. I don't think there'll be additional funding for that either. See you on the next Equine Report.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Ukraine and their agriculture is still being dangerously and negatively impacted by Russian attacks. Key State Associate in the Department of Agricultural Economics, Antonia Boryaka, provides an update on the current state of the country.
On the 9th of July 18 and 11, Russia launched attacks on port infrastructure and grain terminals of Odessa and Chernomorsk ports that were involved in grain initiative. The night strike knocked out a significant part of the grain export infrastructure in the Chernomorsk port. According to experts, it will take at least a year to fully restore the objects that were damaged. And besides that, in the port of Chernomorsk, 600,000 tons of grain were also destroyed, which was supposed to be loaded on Panamax ships and sent through the grain corridor to China.
It will take many years for Ukraine to get close to pre-war production.
The direct damages to agriculture amounted to $9 billion. Unfortunately, indirect damages exceed $40 billion. Zara estimates that even the war be over this year, the zone area can reach a pre-war size not earlier than in 2030. However, production will not reach a pre-war volume due to difficulties for producers to accumulate the necessary resources to invest in increasing the yield of crops.
Boryaka discusses how this year's harvest is going.
So where we are now, actually the harvesting is already started, and we expect to harvest almost 10 million hectares of grain and legumes. As for now, we harvested only 15% and already have around 5.8 million tons, metric tons of grain, including 3.4 million tons of wheat, 2.2 million tons of barley, and almost 1.4 million tons of rapeseed. The average yields are lower, and this is understandable. Ukrainian farmers were not able to apply enough fertilizer. Vegetation calendar and agri-technologies were not followed. But even under such conditions, I think that Ukrainian fertile soil shows good yields.
That was an associate in the Department of Agricultural Economics at K-State, Antonia Boryaka, on how the war has affected Ukraine's harvest yields and agriculture industry. Find her full update at www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
It's the time of year gardeners are wondering, what are we going to do with all this zucchini? We will share a few ideas on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 8th, the 220th day of the year. Actor Dustin Hoffman turns 86 years old, and today has been designated as National Sneak Some Zucchini Onto Your Neighbor's Porch Day. If a well-meaning neighbor should make you a victim, make the most of it. Zucchini is packed with healthy nutrients, and you can use it in everything from pasta dishes to chocolate brownies. Stir fries, fritters, zucchini bread, and zucchini chips are just a few suggestions from our readers. And after you've made those, zucchini is easily frozen for later use. Slice or grate it, Blanch in boiling water for a few minutes, allow to cool and dry, and store in freezer bags. Then enjoy your taste of summer for months to come. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find lots of zucchini recipes online at almanac.com.
Stepping into a new chapter, join Nam and Sarah at Elsie Grace's Friday the 11th for a brownies and ice cream social day. Wish these two wonderful ladies their best wishes on their next adventure as they turn the page on this chapter of Elsie Grace's and are proud to welcome new ownership coming this fall. Stop by, say hi, or just visit a while and enjoy some sweet treats this Friday, August 11th at Elsie Grace's Ice Cream Social Day.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Royals are in the middle of their four-game series against the Boston Red Sox on the road with the game number two tonight with first pitch at 6:10 p.m. Kansas City ended up ending their seven-game winning streak during the series with the Philadelphia Phillies, winning game number one of that series 7-5 before losing 9-6 and 8-4. They wrap up their series against the Red Sox on Thursday before heading back home to Kauffman Stadium to take on the Arizona Cardinals at home on Friday for two games before the Seattle Mariners come to Kauffman Stadium starting on Monday for another four-game series. Even with the winning streak, the Royals are still bottom the AL Central right now at 36-77 for their overall record. They are 21-36 at home and 15-41 on the road. The Red Sox are at the bottom of the AL East at 57-54. And over on the National League side, the Cardinals are at the bottom of the NL Central at 49-64 for their overall season, sitting 25-33 on the road. Mid-America Network Sports.
It starts with you. You reach out to KIGG News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KIGG News, always on your side.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
College basketball season may be a ways away as college football is just about ready to gear up. However, the preliminary and preseason games are already starting for some college basketball teams, including some here in the state of Kansas, although they're not in the state, as Wichita State University has been one of the first ones to play their first three exhibition games overseas in Greece. As KSN News reports, at Wichita State University head basketball coach Paul Mills says that is the first team that he will be able to start organizing his team for the new season, with a new look at some of the team members, including Ronnie DeGray III, Jacob Germany, Holland Beverly, and others who are new to the roster. The final game of the three-game series that's going on at the exhibitions in Greece are on Wednesday this week. And the team said there will be no live streams of the game for individuals to watch. The Shockers wrapped up their regular season last year at 17-15 overall and 9-9 in conference play. And to follow the team for some of the in-game updates and content throughout the tour overseas, you can find them on their social media. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 84 today under mainly clear skies with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows level off around 66. Cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 77. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance in Beatrice feature name brands including Ashley Tempur-Pedic and LG Purple mattresses. Queen size starting at just $277 with over 100 new mattresses in stock for immediate pickup or delivery with free shipping to your home on all products over $499. Get a better night's rest with savings from Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance, Indian Creek Mall in Beatrice.
If you live in or around the Axtell community and are passionate about fitness, the Axtell Community Foundation has lifetime memberships available for the new Community Fitness Center. A limited number of lifetime memberships are being sold, so visit the Axtell Community Fitness Center Facebook page to grab yours. With weight machines, a walking track, stair climbers, physical therapy rooms, and possible exercise classes, this state-of-the-art facility looks to improve its patrons and the community around it. Individual memberships will start at $35, but only 20 lifetime memberships are being made available, while donations are always welcomed. Getting fit and supporting the community is what the Fitness Center is all about. Visit the Axtell Community Fitness Center Facebook page to view pictures, make a donation, or grab a membership and find out how you can help build a healthier community today.
KNDY.